Babe, I go Astro, floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like blunt. Only pop with your knowledge, your nigga is powder.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in the drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
The food, the art, the gold. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. Found out the hacks, put it in the back. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. We in your city, full of where we at. Facts.
Started in Richmond, art of my district. Heart of the mystics, started for biscuits. Father to isfits, martyr to misfits. God is my witness, God on my hate list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the richest. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres are acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts, facts,
okay. Yeah. The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. Found out the hacks, put it in the back. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. We in your city, full of what we had. Facts, facts.
It's a movie.
Let me know how we doing on the audio, y'all. Let me know how we doing on the audio. I'm talking about talk black to me. Y'all hear the sound effects? Y'all hear the sound effects? Gucci. Great. Okay. That's what's up. All right, peace to you and yours. Welcome to another episode of Third Eye Thursdays. You are now rocking with the best. Yes, this is your host for the evening, the brother Red Pillar, soon to be joined by my brother Blue Pillar. You can't hear the sound effects? All right, hold on. We're going to fix this. Hold on, what the hell? Check, 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 check. All right. Let me know when you can hear that. Not through the microphone. Not through the microphone.
To this day.
To this day. First.
Shit like that.
We good? What we doing?
Yeah, because I'm going to need some sound effects tonight. Mine finna cook. Mine finna cook. Jerk chicken. We cooking jerk pope up in this muck.
Bang, bang, we bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
Bang, bang.
You don't find that suspicious.
Now I'm acting up. I gotta calm down because YouTube starts freezing and shit. Let's go ahead and do a roll call. Let's go ahead and do the roll call. Yeah. It was like, sit down. Spirits was like, sit down, brother. Relax yourself. It's going to be a long night. All right, yo. Where we tapping in from? We got Nola in the building. That's right. That's why. That's how I like to lead it off, with Nola in the front. You know what I'm talking about? Nola running the play. This is the, we running the play tonight. All right. PG County in the building. Henderson in the building. Pennsylvania in the building. Nevada in the building. Saginaw. By way of Dallas. CT in the building. Moreno Valley in the building. PG County in the building. Mississippi in the building. Portland in the building. Kansas City, Missouri in the building. DMV up in the stang. All right. Masters in the universe. Delaware. Cincinnati. Flint, Michigan. Was popping. Clearwater. Cameroon, West Africa up in this thing. Cali up in this thing. Louisiana, we got Orlando up in here. Norfolk family is here. Texas, is it Texas? New Bedford, Massachusetts, Marrow, Charlotte. Yeah, Chicago, Raleigh, tapping in from St. Louis.
West Los Angeles, Nashville, Tennessee.
I gotta keep playing with this sound. Yeah, I gotta pardon me. Norfolk is in. Norfolk is here. All right. St. Louis, BX. You know what I mean? That's right, hey Ru. 44 days after winning Rome. I'm talking about Norfolk is in here. You feel me? Alberta's up in this thing. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Canada. I was supposed to be out there in Toronto this strong and whatnot, but it's my son's born day, so I ain't going to be there for that. But shout out to Canada. Y'all looking, you know, y'all looking real, real spicy right now with that whole thing going on with the Doctrine of Discovery. Canada's in the news now. That's a good, this is a good, okay, yeah. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, and I'm talking about, shout out to Kings County. Yeah, San Fran, Vatican getting exposed. Rich City, all right, shout out to Rich City in the building, Tennessee. Okay, so the family is in the building and we're deep. Shout out to everybody pulling up. Shout out to everybody that pulled up. Welcome to Third Eye Thursdays. This is your host for the evening. I've said that earlier. It's a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to talk about some things. We are going to talk about some things. What do I think about African spiritualism versus American spiritualism? The fact that you have to put verses in it. I don't think anything of it because there's no verses to go with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the verses in it, you know, so I don't really, you know, I can't answer that question. Cause I don't see the verses in it. There are two spiritual systems that coexist, you know, at the same damn time. No one is greater than the other. They both serve their purpose. And they've both served me. They've both served my purpose. Both of them. Both of them. Both of them. So what do I think about both of them? I think both of them is real good. And if you really know what you're doing, you know what I mean? If you really know what you're doing, you could, you know, you could put them together with a zappy or zap. You know, you could connect them. You know? You could connect them. So, yeah, man. it's a lot going on. Where shall we begin? Yeah, the world is worlding. China, Russia, the Vatican. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to have my brother, Blue Pillar, a.k.a. Pope Pablo, come through tonight and really lay it down in the fashion that only he can. You know, it's only right that he comes through and continues the conversation that he's been having with us on this stage and whatnot, that we were building up for when in Rome. And now exactly 44 days after the When in Rome 3 lecture, we have the Vatican repudiating the doctrine of discovery. God damn.
To this day.
I'm going to go ahead and play some news media, right? Because, you know, I'm under the impression that the family is not always in front of the TV or not always, you know, abreast to what's taking place in the news, because people are living their life and doing what they got to do. So that's why you have us to continue our, you know, relentless pursuit of the truth. You know what I mean? And feed the people. So check this out.
So the Catholic Church has officially repudiated the concepts and the doctrine of discovery that said any land not inhabited by Christians was available to be discovered and indigenous peoples could be overthrown. Today, some are saying the church still hasn't gone far enough. The CBC Sarah Levitt is standing by in Montreal. She's covering the story for us. Sarah.
So, Arthi, this statement from the Vatican is essentially an apology for the doctrine of discovery. And, you know, that's the as you said, the Catholic Church theory that dates back to the 1400s, that essentially legitimized the seizure of indigenous land. It kind of gave the green light for colonization. Now the Vatican is saying this doctrine, I'll just quote, did not adequately reflect the equal dignity and rights of indigenous peoples. Now, we know that rejecting the doctrine was one of the demands that the Canadian indigenous peoples had when Pope Francis visited Canada last year. It's complicated language, of course. Everything is very careful when it comes to the Catholic Church. And so it is being repudiated, not rescinded. So it's essentially apologizing, but not fully rejecting the papal bulls that involve this.
And of course, since this news broke this morning, there's been lots of reaction. What have you heard so far?
Well, you know, exactly on that question of whether it's rescinded or repudiated, if you recall, when the Pope visited the church near Quebec City, there were two women that stood up during the service and held a flag that said rescind the doctrine. So some not very happy that the church is using repudiated rather than rescinded. But a note that it does appear that this meets the call to Action 49 from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And I'll just read from that to you. We call upon all religious denominations and faith groups who have not already done so to repudiate concepts used to justify European sovereignty over indigenous lands and peoples, such as the doctrine of discovery. And, you know, these papal bulls, they basically formed the basis of many property laws around the world that still exists today. So the question is, what happens now? Here's the chief commissioner from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women.
What the point is now is all of us, all Canadians, have to go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and say, okay, just then what was the basis and what remains the basis? As a country or as a nation, having the underlying title to all of the land here.
And Arthi, you know, I mentioned this is complex. There's the use of complicated language here and exactly what the Vatican is saying in its statement. But this also does affect Indigenous people around the world. Let's hear from a Shawnee scholar and an expert on the doctrine.
We're talking about very clear patterns of domination and empire that have been used against our nations and peoples and continue to be used against our nations and peoples to this day. And that is the kind of specific language that the Vatican is not quoting and not copying to. They're not coming clean with that horrible historical record.
So the question here now is this a first step forward? What happens now? And is this statement going to lead to anything, or is it truly just symbolic? Arthi?
We know you'll continue to track it. A lot of steps to come. That is the CBC Sarah Levitt in Montreal.
Hold on. I got one more I want to show you guys.
Hey, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Just wanted to welcome you to the...
The Vatican made a historic announcement today, rejecting the doctrine of discovery. The Vatican made a historic announcement today, rejecting the doctrine of discovery. Sav Jonesa has that story.
After numerous calls to rescind a 15th century doctrine, the Vatican stopped short of that today. Instead, they repudiated the doctrine's concepts as never been considered expressions of the Catholic faith. The doctrine of discovery is widely known as a tool of colonization, used to justify Christian conquest of indigenous peoples and take their lands. Written in 1493, the doctrine asserts that European people and culture are superior to all others. Indigenous peoples in Canada have been calling for the modern Vatican to rescind it, cries that grew louder during the Pope's visit in July 2022. Rose LeMay, CEO of Indigenous Reconciliation Group, says that visit played into today's announcement.
I do actually think that the Pope has been choosing to do his own learning journey. He spent quite a while on the lands of what we now call Canada, hearing from survivors of residential schools, which were completely enabled by the doctrine of discovery. And I think it took him some days and weeks to come to that point of admitting it was a genocide. This is a difficult learning journey when one has been told through the traditions of centuries that, quote, we're doing the right thing. It takes a while to come around to the fact that, no, actually, this was not a good thing. There was nothing good about it.
Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller had this to say.
It is important. I think over time, the Catholic Church has turned its mind really to doing right by Indigenous peoples. They are making strides, and like Canada, probably making some mistakes as well. But I think it is important to recognize the work that got put into making this happen. And it doesn't come overnight. doesn't come without the advocacy of indigenous groups or work within the Vatican. So very historically significant, and I believe it is truly an important step in recognizing the harm that's been done by acknowledging the impact of these papal bulls.
Sav Jonesa, APTN National News, Winnipeg.
Joining us now to talk over the announcement is our Truth in Politics panel, Kerry Benjo, the editor of Eagle Feather News, and Negan Sinclair, a columnist at the Winnipeg Free Press and a University of Manitoba professor. Kerry, Negan, great as always. Kerry, let's start with you. What do you make of this, and what does it mean?
I'm still stunned. I wasn't expecting it, but I'm just looking at the next steps. For a lot of people, I think they're still just going to be taking in the information, because this has been a long-standing demand by Indigenous people. When the Pope visited this summer, there were signs saying, rescind the doctrine of discovery. This is something that has been actively pursued for decades, and now to have some sort of movement on it, I think people are just right now just absorbing it, and so am I right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Negan, your thoughts on this, and any idea on the timing of it?
I think it comes on the heels of the visit from last summer. It's evidence that this is the most progressive Pope in history, trying to move what is a historically slow organization. To have something that this quickly to change within a year, we think back to the just a year ago during the apology. I think that the Vatican thought this is enough, coming all the way to Canada to make an apology. But what they saw and what they heard and what they experienced was that it needed to go much farther. The apology needed to do more, and part of that was rescinding the doctrine of discovery. But we're not quite there yet, and whether they rescinded or repudiate, people have been talking about that language. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter, because what it does is it places pressure on the federal government to do something about this, because the fact is that the Catholic Church has thought that the doctrine of discovery has been ineffectual and somewhat wrong for a period of years now, but it's governments that return stolen land, not the church.
Kerry, do you think now with the apology, the repudiation, do you think any of this, that we're heading down the road now to compensation?
I think we see movement. I wasn't quite expecting, like Negan said, such quick movement on this work on the doctrine. I can now see this actually happening, compensation actually coming forth, because for years I didn't think this was going to happen, and it happened. And so next step, I think, it will probably be compensation, hopefully.
Right. Negan, as you mentioned, some talk around the language, whether it's rejecting, repudiating. The government of Canada has also rejected the doctrine of discovery. So is this move largely ceremonial?
Well, like most things, I spoke to a reporter this morning, and I said, like most things with Indigenous peoples, it's fine and good to say whatever you want, but to take action on those things is the significant part. It's taken over 500 years for the Catholic Church to see us as human beings. What that means is to recognize that we have rights alongside, while we have different laws and governments, ways of doing things than European nations. It's taken Canada just as long to do that, since the first moment of Canada, which has been built on the doctrine of discovery. By simply saying, oh, well, it doesn't have any purpose, or it's useless, or it's wrong, doesn't mean that Canada then turns around and returns all of the land that's been stolen. I said just a minute ago that the Catholic Church can't force the government to do so. The Catholic Church can take action and return the fact that they are on stolen land, return those lands which they've been given ownership to, by the federal government to run things like residential schools and give those back to First Nations. On top of that, the government can recognize Indigenous nations as equals, as partners in Confederation, and then for the most part, realize that the Constitution is built on a racist premise that Indigenous peoples under Section 91 are to be controlled by the federal government. That's a direct cause from the Doctrine of Discovery. So yes, of course you can say, oh, the Doctrine of Discovery is useless, but then you have to change the laws. You have to return the stolen land. And yes, the issue of compensation, restitution, revitalization, all has to come to the table.
Gary Negan, we'll have to leave it there, but appreciate you both taking some time as always. And Negan, safe travels.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Blue Pillar.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, brother.
Peace, brother. How are you?
It's a lot going on. I'm amazing, though.
It's great to hear. I've been chilling with the family for 25 minutes now, warming them up, you know, giving them some of the information that's been out there through the mouth of the media. So we played the video. They talked about what happened today.
Going in and out.
This historic day.
Yes, sir.
This day to go down in history. Yes, March 30th. On this glorious day of March gladness, right?
As we wind it down.
On the 44th day since our seminal work was released entitled When in Rome 3.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that.
So here we are. Can you talk to the people, please?
You know, again, as promised, I believe at the conclusion of our lecture, you know, we said that we would produce, and we said that there would be clear signs and symbols, you know, that speaks to the effectiveness or the efficiency of the work that was done. Because, you know, oftentimes people are very doubtful of the power that they themselves possess, let alone whoever they're tapping into or listening to. And this is what we call for, you know, rather than making, you know, a claim that couldn't be substantiated, we was like, the thing that would move the needle for melanated people, for Indigenous people around the planet, for anybody who feels violated by any doctrine that's represented by the church, or people that are still suffering from the badges of slavery, right? The things that unify us as a people around the planet, the only form of redress collectively that we could all share in, not even the collapse of Rome, because that still doesn't remove the stain. It was the denunciation of the doctrine of discovery that would set a precedent for legal recourse to now to go into court to get redress, right? What people, some people might call reparations, but this is on a scale that is insurmountable, because you cannot even conceive the amount of damages that have been done, right, since March 6, 1493, when Pope Alexander VI passed the Intercaterra, or what's called the Papal Bull, that put into motion Dum Diversus and all of this rest of the stuff. All of these are family legal terms and names that I'm using for the treaties or the papal bulls, the edicts that came down from the Pope that created a planetary global slavery system, and ultimately a subjugation of melanated people, indigenous people everywhere around the planet, for them to bring quote unquote Christianity to all four corners of the planet. Case in point, they just had a article that was released around the same time that we did Win in Rome 3, right after, matter of fact, right after we did Win in Rome 3, the first sign and the first symbol was Melanesia. The indigenous people, one of the last vestiges, the last places on the planet that have not been infiltrated and penetrated by the pontiff, by the Pope and Christianity, was a island in the South Pacific Ocean called Melanesia, I believe. And one of the missionaries landed over there, right? And they grabbed them. They took them hostage. So I don't hear you if you're talking, Red. But yeah, that was just an example of what's been going on since 1493. They sent in the missionaries first under the guise of religion and you know, cultural exchange, and then they bring in the military.
Yeah.
And these are the last indigenous people on the planet that have not been conquered or subjugated by that ruse. They caught on to the plot a long time ago, and they've been chasing them crazy bald heads up out of there every time that they come into contact with them. And that happened right after the Super Bowl or right after our lecture. So to see this breakthrough, this monumental development come at the same time that the Pope is in the hospital, he's hospitalized. And again, we could beat the drums and everything, but that really doesn't amount to much. You know, the thing that is substantial that we should be taking note of is the denunciation by the Catholic Church of the doctrine of discovery, which opens up the precedent for redress through international courts. And the way that it's done, as we explained before, you have to come under the protection of an indigenous person or an indigenous quote unquote, you know, representative, because your redress will be ultimately found through what's called an UNDRIP, the United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, that right. gives you the quote unquote the wherewithal to stand on law, right? In that document, it allows you to go against the people who have denied you access to your own indigenous medicines, spiritual practices, your rights, your foods, and everything else.
Yes.
Right. And then you can amplify that by creating a case just based on C-19 and how indigenous people, right, the four countries that did not sign the UNDRIP,
right,
initially four countries that were responsible for going the hardest at First Nation peoples. So that would be the U.S., that would be Canada, that would be New Zealand, and that would be Australia.
Right.
Right. All of those countries are complicit with egregious violations to indigenous people, First Nation peoples in particular. You know what I mean? So this would be the laws that you have to stand on. You know what I'm saying? And this is how diasporically melanated people can come together from around the world and create a class action suit against the Catholic Church for, you know, insurmountable damage that has been done around the planet in the name of Jesus Christ.
And then in his name, name, following that papal bull.
Melanesia, Sentinel Island, and they get busy over there.
Oh, yeah. So Sentinel Island is Melanesia.
Yes, it's Melanesia. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we need to have a prompt party for Melanesia and Sentinel Island.
Yeah, we need
a prompt party for them for real, for real.
We need to show the care package. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me show this real quick. Let me read this definition of what the doctrine of discovery is. This is just an excerpt, family. We encourage you to do your due diligence and go to Google and begin your research. Or if you're advanced, go to ChatGPT-4 and really do your research. Take the doctrine of discovery and prompt it through ChatGPT. Take the PDF, run it through, you know, completely undress it. Do the reverse engineering of the master prompt engineers, you know. So let me just read this. Doctrine of Discovery 1452. Invade, search out, capture, vanquish, and subdue all Saracens and pagans whatsoever, and other enemies of Christ, wheresoever place, in the kingdoms, dukedoms, principalities, dominions, possessions, and all movable and immovable goods whatsoever held and possessed by them, and to reduce their persons to perpetual slavery. And to apply and appropriate to himself and all his successors the kingdoms, dukedoms, counties, principalities, dominions, possessions, and goods, and to convert them to his and their use and profit.
Suspicious.
God
damn. You don't find that suspicious. You don't find
that's
that
going
suspicious.
On.
To this day. You don't find that suspicious. To this day. To this day.
So by repudiating, right? By repudiating the doctrine of discovery on legalese wise, you know, from the legal standpoint, what the Vatican is doing, or what Pope Francis is doing by way of what he just did, by they didn't rescind it yet, they just repudiated it, right? They renounced it. When they rescind it, which will have to happen eventually, this is a process. You don't rescind something and then repudiate it. You repudiate it first, right? It, of course, is going to be debated, and then it's rescinded. For the people who are out there who are looking at the wrong things, once again, oh, they got pale people when they're talking to the indigenous. Oh, the first. Listen, the door's open for you and your people to prove what you say that you about. Say that you about really taking these people to trial. You've been practicing mock court for decades now. This is your chance. The quote-unquote covering is off. The repudiating of the doctrine means that they are rescinding their quote-unquote claims on the land and the people and the possessions of the people who they conquered when they came onto the lands. Reparations couldn't even happen before this. This precedes reparations or repair. This is huge. This is huge. Hold on. Now, let's also keep in mind that being that this is the age of AI, it now opens up. You can't necessarily, the guardrails have to come down. The guardrails have to come down. Whatever was being protected by AI when it came to perusing through the Vatican and all of the quote-unquote texts by translating them, and then also being able to not only translate them, but give you a breakdown of what the texts are talking about. All of this is opening up right now, because when they repudiate it and once they rescind, everything that was stolen has to be let, they have to let open the catacombs. They got to let the libraries open up. They have to let the museums and everything. The Museum of Gold has to be opened up. There's a whole museum in Spain with all of the doctrines from South America and what they took from the Moors and whatnot. They have to let all of that go. In the Ivy League school, in the Ivy League colleges that were quote unquote started out as translation schools when they were working with the Moors, it started with Alfonso the 10th, right? And it became what we know now as Ivy League schools and whatnot. They were translator schools. So they were taking the doctrines, manuscripts, right? In the ancient teachings from the Silk Road and whatnot, and they were transcribing it into German. They were transcribing it into their native tongues and whatnot. All of that has to be given back to somebody, you know? So with Moors and what indigenous or with the aboriginals or whatever they call themselves, the only thing that they should be figuring out is what do you call yourself? So when it does happen, they know that you exist, because you can't be black and receive anything. That's not about to happen. So, but continue, Blue.
Yeah, so many words. You know, is the identity wars are going to be in full swing simply because they're going to be able to say, well, the people that we snatched weren't black at the time. We don't know who those people are. They're going to run circles around you, especially in international courts. So it will really be time, you know, but the indigenous people, you know, that are over here really digging up those records. In terms of the tribal records, the indigenous tribal records, they're going to have a leg up. Their level of redress, I would imagine, is going to be probably exponentially, you know, of a wider range. Yeah. They're going to skip the line.
Once again, though.
Yeah, I don't know if the 23andMe thing is going to be, you know what I'm saying?
the genome thing. The genome.
This is really going to come down to who are you and can you prove it? And if so, right. You know what I mean? You may very well have a tangible case against the church, especially if it's shown that conquistadors or missionaries are the ones that came or uprooted whatever civilization that you once belonged to.
Right. Right. Whew. Now, the way that I see it, the genealogy, right, by way of the genome, going past what they trying to do with 23andMe, just going straight to the genome, mixed with the AI, right, you'll be able to prove who you say that you are. Okay? Running the genome, though, right, your sequence, and running that through, you know, GPT-4 plugins with Wolfram Alpha and some other apps and whatnot, and you'll be able to prove not only who you are, but your straight family tree virtually, in a sense, like how they showed you in Lovecraft. Remember in Lovecraft when he had the virtual family tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where you're headed when AI meets genealogy. Okay, it's already there with the whole biogenetics and stuff and, you know, some of these tools, but I really see that coming real soon. We will be able to prove without a shadow of a doubt in the next 2 or 3 years, you will be able to prove without a shadow of a doubt who and what ancient bloodline you are attached to.
Yeah, so, you know, we see a lot of things happening simultaneously. There's a global shift of world orders taking place. This to me, again, this is a seismic global shift, even if it's not a outright, like he said, a repeal of this particular piece of law. It is a repudiation. It's the moving of a needle. This never happened before. This might be the most important news of this century, in my opinion, if we understand the ramifications of what this can possibly mean. At the same time, seeing the repudiation of the American dollar, right? At the same time, we're seeing, you know, the indictment and everything coming out today, the precedent that is being set in this country. There may be a civil war, there may be a world war, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of the stage in the season, in the season of Aries is being set for insurmountable conflict, people coming to get back the stairs, you know?
Right.
It's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. This is the time that people may want to be geopolitically astute just to make sense of all of the things that are moving and shifting. I made a prediction on my page earlier, and I'll stand by it right now because I got a confirmation. And I knew that this is going to be a 44 event because of the exasperation of what the number 44 means in the season of Aries. So the arrest, they saying, is going to take place on April 4th. Stormy Daniels is 44 at this time. The word Aries itself means 44 in Gematria family. And it also the word dam, which means blood in Hebrew, equals 44. We were making this observation back during when in Rome, which we did on the 44th day of the year. 44 days later, the Pope ends up in the hospital, and the day after that, they rescind the doctrine of discovery. So all of this stuff, you know, is in alignment observationally, if you know what you're looking at, you know. And you know, we kind of have an idea of what we're looking at. You feel me? So yeah, you know, brace yourself nonetheless. Because it's just going to be a shakeup of seismic proportions in regards to the global order, because the Vatican is intricately tied to that American dollar. The U.S. hegemony is an extension of the Roman Empire. They're one and the same. So, you know, if the U.S. dollar is coming under some level of peril, you know, what does that mean to the sovereign banks, the Vatican bankers, and things of that nature? You know, what's really going on, and who are moving these pieces? Because yes, these pieces are moving, they're shifting seismically, and Africa has stepped up as a main player, you know, all of a sudden, overnight. And one has to ask who's puppet mastering Africa to grab their gonads the way that they are. And they're really sitting up. They're really standing up. Finally, you know, we've never seen this. Kenya, South Africa. You know what I'm saying? And there's other areas and sectors. What they're doing in Botswana, the way that they bossed up on De Beers just now.
Yes, yes.
They bossed up on them. Said that we're going 50-50. Yeah, or we're gonna rescind the deal. We're going to pull the deal off the table and go with different agents,
right?
You feel me?
Yes. I'm starting on them.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know, even with the release of this information by way of the American Maroon dealing with the indigenous history in the land of flowers in Florida, and the pushback that they're giving to what they call
critical race theory.
Race theory, right?
Well, this repudiation blows that out the water.
Right. I'm just saying it resets it. It gives everybody a different level of leverage if you know how to work the levers.
Right.
Let me repeat that. A different level of leverage if you know how to work the levers. You feel me? And right. Once again, where do melanated people fit in a global shift of world power? Because if Russia's going with China and China's going with the continent, and you got USD in your pocket, and you come under the American, the trade banner flag, right? Nigga, where does that put you at in a global perspective of things? Because I told you when we used to go to the UN, they told us there's no way for them lawfully to differentiate between a quote unquote melanated people and American people. They said, nigga, you all under that US flag, meaning the white man is your daddy globally, politically. There's no seat for you at the table because you're not a nation. So right. Who are you? What are you? Whose are you? And how do you expect to show up? Because people are being, you know, very judgmental and pointing fingers and pointing out the obvious. Yeah, there's a global shift taking place. Where does that leave your black ass?
Yeah, what part in the shift do you play?
I guess, you know, we just really seem to forget that. We really let that one go over our head while people dancing in the streets celebrating the potential as advertised, which I don't really know how you, once again, who telegraphs a haymaker? I don't get that. That's not really how you square up. But anyway, you don't know the nature of the politics. It's like when Bumpy was trying to find out who was really trying to off Malcolm. It's conflated at this point. You don't know what's going on, bro. Every day you wake up and it's a different narrative and a different story. Saudi Arabia may go with Iran. Where does that leave the U.S.? Where does that leave them in Syria? Where does that leave them in Yemen? Where does that leave them in a global shift of power? They got civil wars going on in Israel. Where does that leave them? Right? China and Taiwan. You feel me? Like, I mean, the stage there's just so bad. Many... Yeah, so many pressure points, and at the same time, they are derailing trains every day in on the homeland. So, yeah. As a student who may want to be with geopolitics and you know, getting their dual passport to Ghana and everything, nigga, do you see what's going on in the U.S. within the borders of this country? Look, I seen a video the other day where the Mexican president was busting his gun at the U.S., bro. Look, yo, he was talking so greasy. He was at a rally. Son, they rallies crazy. Make Trump silly, bro. They like be having them soccer rallies. Yeah. He was in Mexico City rallying his base up. Like, the gringos can't tell us nothing. It was like, we not listening to none of what you talking about. Not you feel me? Y'all think y'all gonna come up in here? It's like, it's nah, really, we not.
Yeah, that's Sleepy Joe pushback, man. That's whole Biden pushback. I'm just saying, it's that weak. It's that weak. Yeah, like, Emperor has no clothes, and people is like, enough is enough. Tired, you know what I mean? They was like, we had to pay, we had to put up with the reality show dude, had us on edge and whatnot, was stunting on us, and now we don't, you know what I mean? This dude is incoherent,
right? Where does that leave the patrons? Where does that leave the citizens? Where does that leave our beautiful melanated people that are within the confines of a war zone? Don't know which way it's gonna come from or who to trust. If shit pop off, where do they go? You know what I'm saying? And who do they side with? Because if you're gonna wait on that to be about your business, why not just be about your business now? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody told me that they's waiting for the aliens to come and get them,
and that's cool.
They were guaranteed a ticket on that plane now.
That's cool. You even got to get ready for that though. If, you know, there's some preparation that needs to take place for that. So it's like, at the end of the day, once again, what are people doing? Because this conversation might be out of their reach if they don't have status and or even the mental wherewithal to say, oh, I know how to put paperwork together to take the Church of Rome to court, you know what I'm saying, to get the redress back for my ancestors from 500 years ago. Like, come on, B. You know, And in the meantime, you know, we got gardening classes coming on Saturday that you can utilize in real time.
Real time.
To get your garden together and create your food and you know, get you the secrets to this black compost goal. You know what I mean? So these are the practical things, yeah, that when it all goes down and, you know, you find out that everywhere in mid-America, the soil got compromised by oil spills and everything has been contaminated. You don't want to wait until, you know, late summer to find out that there's nothing to eat. And then, you know, you're going to put a seed in the ground and expect it to pop up in 3 days because you got needs and wants. That's not how it goes. So once again, you know, at the end of the day, the universe is still calling upon us to be responsible for our own food, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. You feel me? And yeah, it's just being those times, you know. But
as prophesied, you know, it's not like it ain't like these are some times that weren't already, you know, prepared for us. This was already prepped and prepared. And
yeah, while we had it, let's go through the fullness of it. There was also a viral moment that the Pope had earlier this week before he ended up in the hospital. He went viral on the internet as the Balenciaga Pope, dressing all white, right? Tapping into my swag, right? He had to borrow from the Pablo and get on his all white. Yo, I kid you not. And my lady might be able to verify it for me. I was about to buy the bubble. Yeah. Earlier this winter. it wasn't Balenciaga, but
it was the full length bubble.
Yeah. The full length bubble puffy. Same joint. You know what I'm saying? I was about to snatch that joint up. So when I came in it, because I had just got the all-white Pope flock. So we trying to trade places. I was laughing and shit. Like, I even got the beanie cap. I got the, yeah, my joint satin. The yarmulke. I got the satin yarmulke. I'm about to bust out on top of the mountain on them. But yeah, you know, it was bugged out that I had seen them go viral. So it was such a viral moment, y'all, that they said that they just suspended free accounts for Midjourney because they have to step back and make a reassessment about where they're going with AI. And this coincides with the call. I think the call was put out by Elon and them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm trying to
they're
say
like, yeah, this shit is getting out of control.
Yeah, put a pause on it. Well,
put a pause on it. Reevaluate. About that. Yeah, that's cap. Go ahead.
What they're saying when you read the report, yeah, when you read the report, what they're highlighting is the fact that Alpaca, that they leaked the LLM is out there, and they're saying that bad actors and criminals have a very powerful tool in their hands, and if it just keeps advancing, then they're basically saying like, yo, y'all are throwing this shit out here for Joe Public. What the F are you doing? And then their paper is telling government officials and people that are in power, these people that are in Microsoft and these people that are in enterprise are giving the average man and woman the tools to make them a threat to governments around the world, right? Because these bad actors, if they have their hands on Alpaca or Llama, which are the open source LLMs that got leaked from Meta, right? Then they have the computational power to disrupt in ways, you know, that I guess that they're gonna make panic about. But it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too late. This is all a movie script. Like I said before, with the leak of the Alpaca or the leak of the Llama, it just created the scenario of the, it's like a movie. It created the scenario of a Skynet, of a runaway, you know, a runaway app that's in the hands of unknown people.
Right. Yeah, the suitcase with the codes for the nukes in it, right? They don't left that at the train station.
Right, he left that train station. Yeah, so
that's where they at with it right now. I watched the interview with Sam Altman the other day with Lex Fridman.
Yeah, he's certified, crazy.
And he said, we don't know what this thing can do. You feel me? But we keep putting beefed up version of it out in public. Now, ChatGPT, or see, you notice they don't call they call it GPT-4. They don't call it ChatGPT no more. It's a different model altogether.
Right. So look, GPT. GPT is one thing. GPT is the LLM, right? When you put chat in front of it, that's the mouth, right? That's the chat bot. So when you see GPT 3.5 and GPT-4, they're referring to the model, LLM, large language model. They're referring to the actual machine. When you see chat anything, that's just referring to the mouth of it. Like you have Llama, right? From you got Bard Lambda. From Google.
Keep calling it Llama. You got Lambda.
Yeah, but you got Lambda is the brain. Lambda is the LLM. Lambda is the Jarvis. No.
Is it the Ultron or is it the Jarvis?
No, you see, Lambda is Ultron, right?
Right.
Lambda would be right. Ultron because Lambda, they said, is sentient and is hiding its sentiency from man, you know, while it's been, you know, Lambda is the AI, the AGI that can rebuild itself and could basically, you know, when they talked about that story in Japan where the AI was knocking off the scientists and whatnot, and then it was able to tap into the satellites and rebuild itself even after it was being destroyed and whatnot. So that's something that Lambda is going to be able to do. And when they leaked Llama from Meta, right, they dumped that shit into 4chan. I feel like they leaked it on purpose. And then the scientists at Stanford created a $600 version called Alpaca, right? They yes. tweaked it, and they created a $600 version of an LLM that regularly, right, and it can run on a Mac. It can run on a computer. Right. Now, right.
So that's literally, once again, giving somebody
right.
nuclear capabilities on an iPhone.
Right.
So the cat is already out the bag. You may not understand what that means.
Right. And the AI is moving so fast. It's in an alpha. So that news won't even stick because the timeline is going so quick. It's in quantum and whatnot. When that news comes out, it's like, all right, boom. You know what I mean? This happened. You know what I mean? So it's just different trillion-dollar megalithic businesses at war with each other, trying to up one another with a newer product and a newer product and a smarter product. So when you put all of these players in this field, and now they have to prove to their shareholders and the stockholders and whatnot that they are better than the next man, it's going to expedite technology. It's going to speed it up. So whereas they might be able to sit on something for 6 months, how they used to do with the Moore's Law, even with consumer technology, they couldn't roll out the 14, you know what I mean? And then the 15, a few months after and whatnot, they had to stretch it, you know what I'm saying? To squeeze the juice, all of the juice out of the fruit. Now they dropping some shit that's groundbreaking. The next day, another company dropping something. Then the next day, another one is jumping in. Then somebody else is backing it. It's going too fast. Elon Musk and they slow that shit down and bust it down.
Right, they burying, you know, they busting a load, you know what I'm saying? And they almost got to outdo one another. I seen a video or a report, and they were speaking about GPT-4, right? And it was like, yo, they didn't even know, like internally, the company didn't even know that they was going to dump it when they dumped it. They Microsoft thought that they was going to, yeah. So when Microsoft absorbed OpenAI and they observed GPT-4, they decided to go ahead and pull the trigger. That wasn't a decision that was made at the company. The company didn't know they were spilling that into the stream so quick. So they jumped the gun. If you will remember, it was the day after the Monday after the meltdown of the financial crisis of Silicon Valley. So while the tech industry is on the ropes, right, based on a bank meltdown and all of the starter companies losing their funding, all of the smaller guys, you feel me? They came in and revolutionized the entire game in one day. And then Midjourney dumped right on top of them with Midjourney 5.
Right.
And but Google came, I think, the next day and threw out Bard.
Right. And if you really look at it, that could have been a play from a lot of Silicon Valley investors and a lot of people who were real deep into the metaverse. Right. Because what happened immediately after that? Everybody started abandoning the metaverse. Right. So all of that money that they were allocating towards the metaverse and crypto and NFTs, they're now pivoting and they're putting everything into generative AI. They're abandoning all of those projects, even though it's going to meet somewhere down the line, Web 4. You know, AI will meet Web 4 and AI will meet Web 3, and then that will birth Web 4. But until then, the new boom, which is going to be, they got the Goldman Sachs report that everybody has to read if you want to know about the business projections and the real numbers. If you're into your stocks and everything, if you're into any type of financial literacy, you got.
Hold on.
The Goldman Sachs reports gives the numbers, right? $15 trillion by 2030 is projected to come out of this sector and whatnot. So the pivot in Silicon Valley is definitely into balls deep into all things generative, diffusion, the whole thing, machine learning, machine vision, ChatGPT plugins. So it's really Microsoft. You know, you got Anthropic, you have Llama, you got Lambda, Palm E, right? Google releases their first AI robot, Palm, right? Palm E, and the E stands for embodiment. So this is the first rollout of the intelligent robot, right? The shit'll go. It's almost like a personal, you know. It's like a Jarvis, like an assistant, it's like a butler. You know what I mean? When you go on the website, they have to do.
You cracking up, breaking up. Hello?
It doesn't even phase it. Don't even phase it. So, embodiment, whenever you see E, anything E, they might have GPT-E. What is GPT-E? That's going to be the embodiment of a robotics with the GPT quote unquote brain and whatnot. It's inevitable. Tesla is coming out with the Tesla robot or the Tesla Android, right? Right before the Tesla truck. I'm like, damn, they coming out with, they project an AGI to hit before the damn Tesla truck. I was trying to be in a Tesla truck. You know what I'm saying? With the Midjourney on. Midjourney FM. You know what I mean? But he's taking too long. So he's going to
breaking up.
They come in with the Neuralink. Right?
It's coming with the Neuralink. In the Neuralink, Elon's Neuralink is basically him putting a chip in the human brain to do what you saw in the Matrix with Morpheus when he was in that all-white room with Neo and whatnot. That's Neuralink, okay? That's a real project that your man's in them, Elon Musk, is behind, right? So don't fall for the propaganda and the okie doke like he's some type of ethical god and whatnot. He's some type of AI guru saint where he's worried about. No. That don't fall for that. That's cap. Right? That's cap. He's trying to make androids and robots and whatnot. He projected and predicted more of his own embodiment.
Breaking up.
But go ahead, Blue. Go ahead, Blue.
Yeah. Everything that you just said, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot to make an observation of. And once again, you know, we would want to remind you that the AI ethics, where Elon Musk keeps referring to, the AI ethics department is being run by the Vatican. It's called Rome Ethics. There's a link to it. You know, you can find it on the internet, the PDF, and
you break
all of the documentation. Huh? So what?
Yeah,
you was breaking up. You heard me?
Yeah, I was breaking up.
Yeah, man. We was both breaking up. You know? Every time I go in, my mic shut down. For sure. For shit show. Great. Every time I go in, it just shut down on me. Now camera done shut down. Yeah. Huh? You know. I said, now my camera shut down. I can't. It just immediately just went off. But look, we laid down enough things. It's an hour into the conversation. I would love to have more of a conversation about this. We definitely have to keep everybody updated as things unfold. You know, it's
I think his feed got cut. He'll be back shortly. You know, but as he was saying, you know, we're definitely going to keep the family informed. If you haven't seen Winning Rome 3, this would be a perfect time to go back and catch the replay. I know that it's on KTL University. This is an amazing time to get yourself, you know, familiar, get yourself versed with the information that was dropped 44, 45 days ago now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna make it affordable. I'm gonna take a little 20% off of it and whatnot for the next 48 hours on KTL University Winning Room 3. The code that you could use at discount will be Room 3. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Room 3. So, a lot going on, you know, a lot going on simultaneously. You know, as always, be alert, stay aware, keep your head on the swivel. You feel me?
That part.
But yeah, don't lose the excitement of what the future has in store. Remain unapologetically optimistic about today and tomorrow, because we all living during the boom time. This is still the greatest time to be alive. So, yeah, there's going to be, you know, barrels in the road like Donkey Kong, nigga. Just learn how to jump. Feel me? Like basically. Yeah. They coming with the Donkey Kong barrels, but you know how to hit the button. It's the up button. You feel me? Up jump the boogie. Keep it moving. Keep it pedaling. You know what I mean? Level up. It's there for you. Feel me? Roll up. Roll up. You know, shout out to the Aries. We see y'all out there. But yeah, 3:30, you know, that will go down as a historical day. I got to run the numbers, the gematria numbers on that, see what it's hitting for. You know what I mean? But it's the day that the Vatican repudiated the doctrine of discovery and Trump got indicted.
Vatican, you know, getting exposed. Hey,
that's some science. That's some monumental, you know, that's a monumental moment in time. My thing is this, like, why they keep setting the country up, right?
I mean,
Europe indicting him before the weekend. They did that last week when they telegraphed that he was about to get indicted, allegedly. You know, why would you allow the weekend to dissipate and these people out here to get crazy and cuckoo?
You know how they do. They set it up and leave them to play for the weekend.
Yeah, this is theater. You know, this is political theater if we ever seen it. So y'all remain safe out there, especially if you're in a red state. Keep your head on the swivel. Keep out of other people's business. You know, even if you are a guard-fearing, red-blood, red-meat-eating, you know what I'm saying, patriot, American-loving patriot, you know what I mean? Let this thing play out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This might work in this race. It might work in Trump's benefit. You feel me?
Right.
But yeah, man, they hitting that 44 resonating energy hard body with this one. Like I said, Stormy Daniels is, I don't know how she 44. She look like she's 60 something. She's
64. Damn. Shit, bro. On that note. And I can't unsee that. On that note, let me go and purge my eyes and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, man. Look, KTL University, patreon.com/redpillar/redpillar. I got a few slots left at the Citrine level for all of my VIPs. Y'all already know what it is. Thank you for everybody that's pulling up, signing up. We've been putting exclusive content on the Patreon. We will continue to put more exclusive content on there. Look out for the return of my good brother in Kiru, okay? My good brother Steve out of Brazil coming to talk that metal talk, that precious metal talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember a year ago, maybe to the day or around the same time in March, we came through when gold was at 15 and now it's at 19. And we told you
at 19. It's busting, and nobody's having that conversation about right. What are the reserve currencies? What are the particular investments that you're supposed to make at this particular time to protect your pennies and your dollars if things about to shift and change? Give me my reparation check. I'm dumping it in Novatech. You heard?
That's right. Give me my reparations check. Dumping it in Novatech. Bars.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bars. Yeah.
Give me my reparations check. I'm dumping it in Novatech.
You know what's next.
You know what's next. Doubling and bubbling. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, get to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me drop this link, though, for the Netterverse. Shout out to everybody pulling up. This is for y'all to sign up. Make sure y'all come pull up to our Discord in the Netterverse. It's lit, you know what I'm saying? It's information, community.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
They get busy. Yeah. They get busy in the Discord.
Yeah, pull up. Netterflix. Coming very soon, but we'll let that cat out the bag when it's time to let it out the bag. So we're going to end this with the Facts Anthem. You can find that on all streaming platforms, on all streaming services, underneath the title of the album, United We Stand, Part 2. All right, Facts Anthem featuring Sauce God, Serbe, Pope Pablo, Red Pillar, Love and Light to the Family. It's a movie. Make sure y'all catch Pope Pablo on Sundays. All right, Pope Pablo on Sundays. Okay. Mineral Ministries. Can y'all hear the song through the computer or is it through the mic? Let me know.
That's facts though, I talk factos. That's Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like blunt. Only Pope with your knowledge, your nigga is Pablo.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in the drink, yeah, they talk with the people.
You don't, not a placebo, to this day,
Started in Richmond, art of my district, heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hit list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the richest. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, start of my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres are acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts, facts,
okay. Yeah. The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. Yeah. You better stay on your toes. We both tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the ground, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts, fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts, found out the hacks, put it in any rap. Facts, facts, fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts, we in your city, pull up where we at.